بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So how can we discover our true identity? This is the most important question we face because it determines how we live our lives. If my identity is an engineer, I will spend my life in engineering. If my identity is that of a doctor, I will think that curing patients is the most important thing in my life. If my identity is a scholar, I will be searching for knowledge, and so on. So whatever our identity is, that determines our lives. So it is very important to discover who we are. At the same time, this is the most difficult question we face. As we will see, this talk is mostly about why it is so difficult to discover our true identities. Very importantly, the reason for the difficulty is the education that we have received. The education that we have received is designed to turn us into human resources. It is designed to turn us into standardized machine parts which are used in the production of wealth. Because the system that we are living in is a capitalist system, and it is designed to use everything on the planet for the production of wealth. And this includes the labor market, the human resources. So the education that we have received has shaped our minds to make it difficult for us to learn our identity. So what is the evidence for this? Because this comes as a shock to most people, because they have been trained to believe that they are receiving the best education, the one which will have the greatest value. They have been eagerly pursuing this. They have been paying huge amounts of money, investing huge amounts of effort and time to acquire this education. So now I am saying that this education is actually poisonous. This is really a shock and a surprise. So I should present some evidence for what I am saying. And one evidence is that, did anybody ever ask you who you are? What are your hidden capabilities? What are your desires? How can you aim for the highest possible goals that are possible for you? What are the unique features that you have? Every human being is unique and has rare and precious features. Nobody ever asks you that, because the goal of the education is not to develop the inside of who you are to help you discover your true identity. It is to turn you into a standardized part. This is why Western education is a kind of a brainwashing. There is a standardized set of materials that everyone must learn, regardless of who he or she is and where they're coming from. So it has been put very nicely in a madrasa slogan that here we do not teach fish to fly and we do not teach birds to swim. So the Islamic education is designed to teach fish how to swim and teach birds how to fly. It takes every student on his or her own self and develops the inherent capabilities within them. It does not treat them all to a standardized education. So you might ask, why was this done to us? Why does our education ignore our unique characteristics? And why does it concentrate on converting us into standardized parts? And part of the education is also to convince us of the superiority of this education, so that we are deceived into thinking that this is the best we can do. So this is an important question. We are all extremely precious, the most valuable among all the creations of God. Not one person, the whole entire gold in the planet is not enough to purchase the life of one person, because we are the best of the creations. And because we are so valuable, we have so many buyers. Many people want to use us. Many people want to use us, to harness us. Just like a beautiful car is valuable and can do a lot of things, so a human being is the most valuable resource. So many, many people want to use us. But in order to be able to use us, it is necessary for them to deceive us about who we are and what we can become. And only if we are convinced that I am a cheap person, I am a commodity for sale, then people will be able to buy us. If we understand the potential inside us, if we understand that all the money of the and all the gold on the planet is not enough to buy our lives, then we will not be for sale and others will not be able to buy us cheaply as they do now. Basically, we are living under capitalism and a market society where everything is for sale. And the goal of the market economy is to use all of the planetary resources for the production of wealth. One of the important ingredients of a capital economy, and the market economy does not work without a labor market. So the creation of the labor market involves teaching people how to think that they are commodities for sale on the market. And so one of the things that people are taught are that you are just standardized parts. I have asked students who they are and they say, oh, I am just a normal person, just like any other. So this is not true. Every human being is unique, but we have been brainwashed into thinking that we are all interchangeable parts. So the antidote to this poison that our education has filled our minds with is the powerful truth. Allah Ta'ala created us as the best of the creations. He personally shaped us. He talked to us and He gave us a mission and He sent us to this world for a huge purpose. And He informs us of this in the Quran that I want to see who among you can do the best of the deeds. So we are here for a very short time and we have a very precious mission. We have to show Allah Ta'ala what is the best that we can be, what is the greatest that we can do. Our lives are infinitely precious and Allah Ta'ala has described our value. He says that one who saves a life, it is as if he has saved the entire humanity. It means our life is worth the lives of 7 billion people currently living on the planet. We are not commodities for sale for a few rupees, like we have been trained to believe. But there are many questions. How can one life be equal to 1 billion? It doesn't make sense mathematically. And also we don't feel that we are very special. We have been trained to feel that we are just ordinary things. So to answer this question, we have to understand the potential. Every seed has the potential to become a tree. And the tree will generate thousands of seeds. And these seeds can become more trees. So the potential for one seed to become millions and even billions of trees is there. Similarly, every human being has been created with the potential to change the lives of billions of people. Every person can change the course of history. But, very importantly, the seed does not know what is inside the tree which is inside it. Similarly, we do not know the potential which is hidden within us. And that's why it's possible to deceive us. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. You can only get what you aim for, what you try for, what you struggle for. So today we have been trained to reach low, to have small goals. If we develop our inner potential, we can have amazing lives. Just like Allah Ta'ala is capable of turning a small particle of dust into a pearl, so Allah Ta'ala is capable of using our lives to change the world. But if we aim high, then we would be of no use to the capitalist as human resources, as part of the standardized labor force. So the capitalist education is designed to teach us to aim low, to sell ourselves cheap. That's what Iqbal says, that O fareb khord shaheen jo palah kar gaso mein se kya khabar ki kya hai raho rasm shah qazi. So the deceived eaglet, see, we are all children of eagles. We are all built with the ability to soar very high, but we have been trained to fly low and to seek dead meat for our sustenance. We have been trained to love wealth and materials, and these things keep us down. Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنَ تَقْوِيمٍ. We are the best of the creations of God. And precisely because of this, there are many, many buyers who want to persuade us, want to harness us for their own mission. So there are many programs, visions, missions. They all seek to attract us, to convert us, to use us to further their causes. And this is the most important method for this is to persuade us, to teach us that this is the thing that you are, that is the thing that you are, this is the best use that you can make of your life. And this is what creates confusion. This is what makes it difficult for us to find the way, because there are so many buyers and so many false and misleading messages. You spend your whole life on a mission, and in the end you find out that this was not the right mission. So the most important question we face in our lives is to discover who we are. And this process is made difficult because there are so many deceptions, so many false missions, thousands of people who are seeking to deceive us in order to harness us for their own purposes. So we must avoid being deceived by these false and misleading messages and learn the truth about ourselves. And we must develop our unique and precious hidden potentials we have inside us. This has been given to us at birth. So what are the next steps? We must unlearn a lot of things that we have been taught, and we must learn to refocus our ambitions. We must learn to reach beyond the stars and try to realize the hidden potential. There is a lot more that needs to be done, but this first part is just for to awaken ourselves to the deception that we have been swallowing as part of our education. Once we wake up, then the path will become clear to us as we seek for guidance and we ask Allah for His help. May Allah Ta'ala lead us to the guidance of His Noor.